Well, we've got a good start in just having discussed this much. Should we go on knowing that this part is still incomplete and the subcommittee can take it from there? Or do you want to continue in this one area?
I say go on.
Move on.
I say move on. I think I'd like to think about it a little more because those are really great points as far as
there is a lot here. And it's like, where do you start? Where do you stop? And always keep in mind, does it serve us, the national board, and the affiliate task force, and the affiliates? Does it serve us to show us who we are at this time and what our needs are? Because the purpose of this is to know who we are and become informed of what our more immediate needs are in the next 1, 3, 5 years. Where are we headed as a network now that we know who we are? Those are the questions we would like to be able to answer, or then we as the task force and affiliates can together come together and strategize what the network, is what they would like. And then we can go to the board and say, can we do this? Do we have the budget for it? What would it take? And we can devise a strategy and a plan. That's the purpose of the survey. So now we would go to the Excel spreadsheet, which has the next series of questions. And if you don't have it in front of you, basically, a lot of these are yes-no answers or multiple-choice answers. So it's, do you have a KU satellite reception, programs you take from Pacifica KU, Democracy Now!, Free Speech, Sprouts, Special Programming, and we have to add another one right there, which is what do you call it? Ursula, help me. I'm losing
from the vault.
Word.
From the vault.
From the vault. Thank you. We have to add from the vault to that. And then, do you receive programs from other satellites? And if yes, which ones? Do you stream the KU satellite? Programs you take from KU satellite stream. So we get an idea of how many stations have the capability at this moment of streaming, how many are streaming, and where are they streaming from? Do you download?
They all have the capability to stream. That's not a question.
Okay. So then, but we get a picture of, so that series of questions was to give us that picture. Then do you download programs regularly from AudioPort? And then we want to know which programs you regularly download. Do you download programs from other websites? What are those programs? Which will tell us, as a network, and then do you use AudioPort in other ways? And we have a choice there. Do you stream other Pacifica or affiliate stations live? Which programs do you simulcast? Do you use automation systems for downloading programs? If yes, what systems do you use? Would you recommend the automation system? Do you receive programs in any other way? And what programs are they? It's just telling us what's going on out there within our network. Tell us what you are happy with regarding program reception. What would you like to see Pacifica change? Then we move into financial. But before we move into financial, do we want to add anything else? We already talked on the other sheet about types of programming, so that question should be under Pacifica programming.
Yeah, I think, doing these contracts, rereading the contract, in the contract we actually say that they have an opportunity once a year to evaluate programs they get from Pacifica. So we should put a question at the end saying, please make any comments evaluating the programs that you receive from Pacifica, so that
Where do you want that? Make comments?
At the end of that whole section about programming.
Oh, about programming. Okay,
yeah,
wait.
That's actually in the contract.
So here I have to insert a row. And just make other comments about programming. Okay. And we can come back to that, Ursula, but I have it. Okay. And so then is there anything else under programming that you don't feel we covered so far that needs to be covered? Okay, so now we're going to go into the financial part. Are listeners supportive of your community radio? In what ways do they show support? Do your listeners support progressive initiatives? Do your listeners support green initiatives? Do your listeners support socially conscious initiatives? Do your listeners think your station links community building? Have you engaged in community engagement projects? List them. Does your station accept underwriting? Have you developed criteria businesses must meet? Would you share the criteria? Would your station participate in building network capacity nationally for cooperative funding initiatives? What ideas can you offer? And then we ask them to list them. Do you have any other suggestions for Pacifica? We ask them to list them. Do you have any other suggestions for the affiliate task force? We ask them to list them.
Bravo.
I was going to say, wait, we're not finished. It just seems like we're finished, but we're not finished. Then in the letter I sent today, Mary Ann asked a series of questions that we will need to stick in if you agree with all of them. But she wanted to know, what's your governance style? Collective, hierarchical, general manager? The annual budget, what I said here, Ursula wasn't sure that everybody would want to share that information. But we could make it an optional question so that those that are willing do, and those that aren't, we won't have the answer. But we would be averaging out to come up with, or we could just say X number of stations wouldn't give it to us and X number of stations did. And this is, I don't know whether we want to average. Well, the analysis is a whole other conversation. The number of paid staff and positions, but that would sort of help you with knowing what a budget was.
What number are you on?
I'm on the letter that I sent today.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I sent an email today, and these are the questions that Mary Ann asked.
Okay. Is Mary Ann on right now?
I am.
Mary Ann, may I ask your last name for the minute?
Sure, Norzer. KNORZER.
Okay. And is it MARIA?
No, it's KNOR.
No, her first name.
MARIANNE, one word.
Thank you.
Oh, I misspelled it in the email. I'm sorry, Mary Ann.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And Teresa, Mary Ann's from KMUD.
Yes. Thank you.
So then she's asking the number of paid staff and positions. So even if a station won't give us their actual annual budget, you know, but in a sense, by the number of paid staff, or you can guesstimate.
Right.
It tells you whether they're you know, large, teeny, you know, fairly medium-sized. You know, you get an idea right away. What's your program style? Is it patchwork, strip, public affairs, music, news? Is there anything else that's missing there that I didn't put in?
No, but it still seems to all need some work because, like the public affairs and news, I was kind of headed towards what your percentage was. What's your percentage of public affairs versus music on your own?
Yeah, I know. I realize you've asked for some percentages just in your speaking tonight, and we don't have percentages anywhere.
That's okay.
No, but it's good. I'll make a note of it. And then for fundraising choices, we have membership, underwriting, grants, events, large donors, so that's multiple choice. What's the number of your volunteers? What's the number of your programmers? What's the number of your watts or wattage? What's the number of repeaters, translators, or additional signal areas? And what kind of community partners do you have, like cable access media, theaters, social service groups, others? Those are her questions. And we can incorporate those in the various sections of our survey that will enhance our survey. Thank you. And then there's Ursula's letter, which I don't know that I have up at this moment, Ursula. Let me get it. Which has Joseph's questions.
He wanted us to target what station's particular point of view is on Native American programming.
Right.
Which is fun. You know, in the last survey we did, we focused on Hispanic programming, and nobody had a problem with us zeroing in on one ethnicity. He just wants to know that.
I'll play devil's advocate here just so people know where I'm coming from, in a sense. I was doing that with Ursula. We were just going back and forth with it. You know, any one of the listing that Heather was giving us earlier, whether it's Indian program, Caribbean program, whether it's, you know, African-American, whether it's Latino, or you break it down, or Asian-Pacific program, or whether you do it by country, we could go on forever. And I think if people ask us to focus in one area, it's a way of sharing. None of this is carved in stone. It's where we are today, and Joseph has been proactive and asked for help. If somebody else steps forward and really insists that we cover this too, hopefully that, you know, we can service them also. I think we just have to decide, are we servicing those that have made requests or are we not as an affiliate task force?
Yeah, I mean, I support Joseph's question because right now we are historically experiencing a large influx of Native American affiliates coming in, and I need to know this information too.
Right.
I think it's a new population into our network, and we don't know how to serve them, and I think Joseph is being completely legitimate in wanting to get this information. For the Pacifica Network, it's very timely information. I need to know where the Native American programmings are because people are asking for them, and I don't know where they are. We don't have that, but we have a whole lot of affiliates coming in who are Native stations, and they're looking for a network who will respond to them. So I think it's a timely question.
This is Heather. I was earlier having a discussion with Dina about this as well. But, you know, Dina, it seems to me that if we're going to have one section where we're going to have, where we will probably have a sizable listing of the various communities that community radio stations are serving, But if there is going to be something about specific to the Native American community, perhaps the sentence, if we do that, perhaps a sentence prior to the question is something to the effect that we have recently seen an influx of an initiation of a lot of Native American radio stations.
You cut out. I'm not sure what you said.
I'm sorry. We could maybe start out by saying that we have lately seen in the United States the initiation of a lot of new Native American radio stations. And then perhaps Ursula could refer to Ursula's comment that there's been a lot of requests also for Native American shows. I mean, sort of to couch it in that kind of term. Might make sense. But particularly if we have a listing somewhere else on the survey that is mentioning all the whole listing of all the various communities that we're serving. I'm just throwing that out as a possibility.
Yeah, that makes
right.
sense.
I mean, if it is unique, Ursula, right, that we have a lot more Native American stations.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's new to the United States. It's new to Pacifica.
No, it's new to the United States.
Huh?
It's new to the United States. The 2007 filing window, there was a heavy emphasis on Native American stations, and so there's a large...
And that's when NFCB took them under their wing and started the trainings?
Well, there was just a large influx of native permits given out.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of Native American stations being built right now.
So it might even be, so it's really historic. It's really quite historic,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
That's interesting, too. It's historic.
And there's been a lot of interest in those part of those stations to have Pacifica be a focal point for joining a network.
Okay. So we'll put something like that in at the top that will help us. So I think what we could do is really close out tonight with, are there people on this call, at least, who are willing to be on the subcommittee? And if so, who, to help us complete the survey? We're closing in. Ursula, either she has or you're going to, you said send the survey as you have it out to all the affiliate managers who so that those who didn't attend GRC will also have a chance to get back to us?
Yeah, I can do that. I would rather bring it, I'd rather we kind of get it in its finished form. I'd rather we take it as far as we can, just not to waste anybody's time.
And then see if they have more
yeah.
to add to it. Okay.
So
all I'm saying is that there are two more rounds. One is the subcommittee, and then sending it out to all the affiliates one last time and saying, this is it, any last input. And then, so what would be our target to try and complete this by the end of September? So that we have October, November to really make the phone calls. Is that a reasonable target, or am I missing out here?
So
it sounds reasonable to me.
Your target to send it out is by when?
The target, I think, would be to try and complete it by the end of September. Since we have most of it, we just have to refine a couple of areas, add in Marianne's questions, I can add in to what I have and send it out to the subcommittee, adding Joseph's questions and Marianne's questions, putting them into the two forms I have. And then hopefully getting it all into one Excel spreadsheet, several pages. And I can send, I'm willing to take that on. Okay. And then, so the subcommittee needs to change my wording, but everything will be in one form. You know, and it's not complete. It's only, I'm just putting in Marianne's questions because we haven't taken it to a vote, but I'm assuming everybody agrees that her questions should go into the survey. I'll put it in a question form. Does anybody who does not want, does Marianne's questions put into the survey?
Dina, I think there's one question that you could add to Marianne's thing, which is, you know, can we see, I'm trying to think of this. One of the reasons, Marianne, why you said you wanted this was so that you could find other stations that were similar to yours or had things that you were interested in. So right. Somehow we have to ask people in the survey whether we can, if somebody makes an inquiry, whether we can give out information, whether they would be willing to allow other affiliates to see this information, to whether they would be willing to be identified.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I forgot that you don't identify them. Do you give them a number?
Right. That's okay. Yeah. I have that Marianne also wants percentages in that, you know, we don't have questions quite in that form, but maybe we can add a few that would help.
Or even and, reword it, you know, so you get
right.
percent either way. Yeah.
And willing to be identified. So I have the notes, and I'll try and put it all into one form, and I would only send it to subcommittee people, but who are the subcommittee people? And is there anybody who objects to Joseph questions? Okay.
What's his question again?
His questions are all the Native American questions that Ursula sent out in her email.
Oh, this is Teresa. I have a question about Joseph's questions. Are you saying we need all of them? Because I found the ones that were most relevant to me would be like the last two, and I didn't know whether we needed to have all of them.
But he requested them, so obviously he thought he needed them for other purposes. So again, are we servicing our affiliates, or are we only servicing what we feel is important?
Well, just in case he submitted all questions, considering the possibility that you might select some of them, I think we might want to consider whether all of them are needed or are relevant. Maybe you might want
can
to...
I, can I... Maybe we should talk with Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should just have a discussion with Joseph about this and get his rationale for some of it. Does that make sense?
I just thought there were more questions.
Yeah,
that
I think
really,
that's a good idea.
Really were necessary, and I thought that the last two questions really honed in on things that I don't know. I don't want to.
That's where I
think,
started.
I think we should talk to Joseph before we change it. I think we can talk to him. And
okay.
Okay. It's 10 o'clock, you all. I know we decided that we would meet until 10. And I'd love to help on some of the survey on the subcommittee, Dina. But there are a lot of people who are not on the call, so I'd like maybe to do some outreach to other folks on the committee and see if we have other folks who
might. Heather, you want to be on it? Ursula, will you be on it?
Yeah.
Does Marianne want to be on it?
Yeah, I'll be on it for sure.
Thanks, Marianne.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. John up there in New York.
I'm
yeah,
John.
I'm here.
You going to be on?
Are you on the subcommittee?
I can't be on this at this point.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Teresa, will you be on it?
I'll be happy to.
Teresa, would you contact that lawyer guy in Houston because he seemed interested in it? Are he's you? On our task force. The lawyer?
Oh, Jim Boyd.
Would you yes. ask him if he would be on the subcommittee?
This subcommittee is just to approve the questions?
Just to finalize the survey.
To finalize the survey.
He was really interested in the survey and said he would work on it.
Okay.
What was his name, Luke?
No, Jim Boyd. I will ask Jim Boyd.
Okay, thank you.
But let's go over again who's on this committee to finalize.
Heather, Ursula, Marianne, Teresa, maybe Tim, Dina.
I'm sorry, I did not get all of those names.
Heather.
Can you repeat them one more time? Heather.
Heather, Ursula,
mm-hmm.
Marianne from KMUD,
mm-hmm.
Teresa,
mm-hmm.
Tim Boyd,
mm-hmm.
Dina.
Got it. Okay, I've got it. But we don't know where.
Anybody else that's on the call? Is Kim still on the call?
Is Jessica still on?
Is Jessica?
Yeah, I'm here, but I can't commit any time yet.
Okay.
This is Kim. I am on the call. I just, I'm a little overwhelmed right now.
Okay. Well, Kim, if you have ideas.
One thing I forgot to mention about the GRC was Maria Armudian made a presentation that was excellent at the GRC.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's been all, I've heard that about for a week. We were like her personal PR firm. She's a great speaker. She's
yeah,
a great
she was
speaker.
Very good.
And then she had like a book signing event where we got the profits. She
right.
had to donate anything that was made to KPFK. So, you know, it was a trade. But she's a really
yeah.
good broadcaster and a real team player. She showed up and did all that.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send an email out.
Can I just say one thing? What are you going to do? Have a conference call or something about this?
Yes.
Okay, put me on the list, and if I'm available, I'll join in.
That's Kim.
Yeah.
Okay, Kim.
That's great, Kim.
Thank you. Okay, so I will put out an email and give three or four times and see how many people, you know, sign up for which ones in terms of availability. Let's try and get this complete by, middle of September? So we can send it out to the affiliate managers and then come back to us and complete it by the end of September. Is that...
Dina? I must apologize to everyone. I just want to add one thing. It's just been on my mind. Just on that categories of financial sustainability, I think what we're interested in, do a majority of your listeners, for example, support progressive initiatives. I don't think we're interested in two or three. And then I think we need to have a definition about what some of these things are, too. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Do a majority of listeners what?
Support progressive initiatives. I mean, I think we're interested in whether or not there's a majority or a significant number of people, of your listeners, engaged in this. We can talk about it in the subcommittee. Don't worry about it now.
I have one question for the minutes. Who offered to contact Joe Orozco to talk to him about his questions? Was that Heather?
Ursula.
Ursula.
I thought Ursula did. Am I putting words in your mouth?
I'll do it if you want.
Okay.
That'd be great. All right, you all. So I think this is it. And you're going to contact us, right, Dina?
I am.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. So thanks, everyone. Any other comments? Any closing comments?
I would like to say I have found this tremendously productive. And I must say, in going over the minutes of the last two meetings, I have found the presentations by Ursula to be tremendously productive. And I hope that people will listen to the June meeting. I think that is, in that meeting, she gave such a superior description of how the Pacifica network has evolved. It's just really a great way to catch up on all the history.
Thanks.
So,
before we go,
to go there and listen to it.
Before we go, Maryam, Teresa had a question about the sense of the DRC, whether how healthy it seemed as a conference. Do you have any comments on that? How did it strike you?
I thought it was a really good conference. It was, you know, definitely different than the one we had here, but it is so useful. And if you, in comparison with the NFCB, it seemed very more, you know, our people. I mean, you talk to people that you're actually put on the air all the time and, you know, that have got the same problems, and there's more camaraderie in there. So health-wise, I think it's great, and I think it's the more low-power FMs that come in that we could, you know, bring up and bring into the network, I think is awesome. So I don't think it's lost its groove at all. I think it continues to grow.
So it was just like a lot of hands-on training and a lot of collaboration and just people really helping each other and building relationships?
Yeah. But then the topics were a little different. Like Ursula was saying earlier about the weather thing, I mean, that was awesome, you know, to bring in that topic. So with all the new energy, you get a whole another line of workshops that we can do. It wasn't really hands-on so much. I didn't...
Yeah, it didn't seem hands-on to me.
Yeah,
but people were more discussing things.
Which is that's the cool thing about it, is you've got the seasoned people and the news people, and then and that's what kind of stemmed all those questions that I was having, because if I look at KKFI and I see how did they survive without any kind of management and hierarchical sort of thing going on, but then I see they have survived, but then they also have little problems. So I kind of... But the budget is close to our budget, so you kind of, here at KMUD, I mean, we're always thinking as far as, okay, well, what if we lose our CPA, our monies, and we have to start cutting staff? How is that going to work for us? And I'd like to be able to go to KKFI and say, okay, you've got 3 staff members. How is that working out for you? So that sort of networking together is valuable, is really valuable.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Marianne also made a great suggestion that Sprout start a blog, so I'm going to try and make that happen. I think that's a really good suggestion.
I've talked to people around here about the nuclear, nukes in your neighborhood, a national collaboration that we can talk about what's going on at, you know, the nuclear plant in your neighborhood, so we can share stories in that way, and the Sprouts blog would be, like, perfect for starting to break that out.
Yeah, that would be,
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. We could probably go on forever, I guess. But
All right.
Marianne,
thank
you so much for coming on. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, I thank you guys for doing what you're doing, and
I
apologize for not jumping in, you know, sooner, but everybody knows it's just, you know, crazy at each of our places. So. But thank you guys.
Wonderful. It's wonderful hearing all this from the GRC, from all of you all. Yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you so much.
All right.
And good night.
Be safe in New York.